Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, with a look at some ballot questions that got attention this election year. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. Governance by ballot questions is becoming more and more a significant part of the election process. Across the country, there were several ballot questions that had agricultural producers on alert, whether they would have the chance to vote themselves or not. In Denver, Colorado, there was a ballot question, 309, which was aimed at adoption of a city ordinance that would force the closure of a major sheep slaughter processing facility that is possibly the only real option that's available for some of those who produce sheep and lambs. An anti-livestock group brought this question to voters, who thankfully defeated the proposal. Over in Sonoma County, California, Measure J was also brought forward by an anti-livestock production organization who sought to drive confined animal feeding operations out of their county and prevent what they labeled as factory farming operations. Thankfully, local voters also defeated this proposal, at least for the time being. Here in Nevada, we avoided these types of ballot initiatives this session, but were directly aimed at harming agricultural producers and their ability to conduct business. Having said that, there was a ballot question that we took a deep interest in, ballot question 3, and the attempt to change how Nevada voting is conducted. Thankfully, Nevada voters turned back this proposed change to our state constitution, and we won't be faced with open primaries or ranked voting. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.